two notes at a time.
And welcome to Motherfucking Fried Rice Podcast in front of a live studio audience! With me. Let's get fried! Yeah. Woo! Now, without further ado, I'm gonna bring on our guests. They're with us here every week. First and foremost, he's our most rare guy. It's like a Bigfoot sighting if he comes on to one of these things. He only comes to the live one, I've noticed. The one that has the most exposure, I guess. If you're a Star Trek fan, you'll like this next bit I wrote. It's Ryan Kahn! I'm so happy to be here! Up next, we have... I can't hear myself. Okay, sorry. Up next, it's Michael. Now listen, here's the thing. I've tried to kill this guy in so many different and creative ways. Thank you. All right, you want to like that? Good guy. And I've shot him out of an airlock recently when we were space trucking. I've shot him in the stomach. I've stabbed him in the throat. I've done everything. His mom is sitting right there, and I don't even care. I've done all these things openly. And, this has nothing to do with anything, but I did get him just a nice piece of cake for him. Nothing, just for him. It's Michael. He's really lucky to be alive, Larson. Hey! Enjoy the cake.
It's your birthday.
I know, but it's for you. It's for you, buddy.
It's your birthday.
Enjoy. Just take a bite. Oh God, music slowed down just the right part to signify a murder attempt, I think. Just take a bite.
Wait.
No, just one bite. Gotta do it.
No, it's not a trick.
What are you doing? Where are you going, you kid? You fucking threw it away?
Why is he looking?
You cannot kill me!
I was kidding! There wasn't poison in it! You could have enjoyed a slice of cake, you bitch! You fucking gimpy little bitch! Alright, everyone, it's Michael Larson!
Hey, everybody!
With us, as always, is the producer of the show initially, and now he pops in whenever the fuck decides to wear a cowboy hat in public. It's Zachary. Let's all give him a big amen. Amen! Yeah. With me as always is Brennan. Shipley out to Boston! Dude, you got the most hype intro of anybody. And then the music, and that's everybody.
Wait, aren't you?
No, shit, I'm so sorry.
What the fuck?
And the most important person here tonight.
Sorry. There's a few people, Andy.
My bad. This guy's gonna be my floating host, whatever that means. He's gonna be our man on the spot. He's gonna take you to the undisclosed location for the Bell Ringer Challenge. He's our guy. He's my right-hand man. I couldn't be here without him. It's homeless Ed Sheeran. No, I'm not. No, it's not. I just used that joke earlier. It's Austin. He drove 3.5 hours to be here today. Farrell.
Yo, check me out on MapQuest.
And then that should be the music. You want to cut it? Sorry. That was...
You are so demanding.
I am. Welcome to my podcast where I'm God and I have a stage now that I had people build me a stage.
This is pretty great.
You know, I...
Are you? Oh,
fuck. Ah,
shit.
Damn.
Tears, motherfucker.
Who's in control?
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Press play on the music one more time.
Yeah, just restart it so you can get your shit intro.
Yeah, that's okay. What do you mean shit intro?
You forgot it! You forgot it!
And with the, we couldn't be here without him, the most important person on the podcast. It's Jesse Lee.
I don't want to hear it. Fuck it. Do your fucking show.
Lee Hart. Okay. So, give it up for Jesse. He's our sound guy. People I should be thanking. Let's just give it up real quick for Sessions. This is their spot. This is, just real quick, they have made a home for Mojave Comedy. Are you cutting me off?
No.
Okay. They've made a home for not only Mojave Comedy, now Fried Rice Podcast. We're doing our first, like, real big boy in-person live event. You know, not at a Comic-Con. No shade to that one. That was fun. But this is like, you know, we get the fucking smoke. And these guys are fantastic. So give it up. Oh. Oh. That's great. Oh. You better understand this, you motherfuckers.
Yeah. Awesome.
And then also, just I'm giving up to you guys for actually coming out. My family over here, my mom, my sister came out. My best friends from childhood came out. They drove all the way from California to be here. Boo, California. And so anyway, I hope we have a fun show tonight. Fuck it, this is... We'll see what happens. I have prizes. All of you are gonna walk away with at least something. I got fucking stickers, pins. I got all sorts of fun shit. We got some really cool shit. And then we also have, if you like our beanies, let's just put this up front. These
may
are fucking awesome. Yeah, please do.
I love
them.
My mom handmade these beanies for the Fried Rice podcast.
Yes, and what are these called?
These are emotional support nugs.
Yeah!
They're adorable.
I have two nugs left. Somebody bought
it.
So that's $5. The two nugs, those are $15 each. All the proceeds go to help children get to travel expenses for children to get to hospitals. So buy those. The beanies, those go to give my mom more yarn to make more fucking beanies. I also have a beer token to whoever hands me my beer that is under this table right now. Yes, thank you. What's your name?
True.
He lived, he said. You're a true angel.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's so sweet, Austin.
Yeah, that was... Oh, let's give it up one more time for Austin's mom. She is fucking awesome, dude. She's been doing all sorts of shit for us for this podcast.
And fun fact, Austin is single.
Hey!
So you can go over there and watch him stare at his mom as she puts these things together.
That's where I was going.
Uh-huh. Okay, something just splashed me. Explain yourself.
No, that was my piss.
Oh, damn. I was like, I just got... My face is wet now. I'm like, what the fuck happened? Okay. Wait, we have a schedule. Thank fucking God. Mike decided... Mike over here is like... He's like... we're gonna. Where is our
hold on, dude?
I don't know.
Where the fuck?
Hold on, dude. He went off into the night, dude.
Yeah. Okay. So if you're not familiar with bell ringers, let's get into it.
Bell ringers
is a an attachment for your hookah or bong that takes a standard bong and turns it into three pieces that you can put. You can put a bunch of shit into it. I saw him earlier put a blunt, a joint, and a fucking dad rig into one. And then just did all three. And then now we can't find him.
He wandered off into the wall. Like Batman, he wandered off into the fucking dark.
Now his motorcycle, I think, got bailed out.
He fucking bounced?
Maybe he gave somebody a ride.
He left 30 grams in a fucking bell ringer challenge. Okay, so... We're going to get into this. I'll introduce it later. It's on our schedule. But it's actually just great. He's outside of Circle K asking for a cigarette. You know what? I think his mission is to find
chocolate. I could not do it. I'm so high. I could not do it. And I don't have any regrets about that.
You know, one thing, inside joke, this guy is like if you took Lucky Pirelli and put
put his brain into Vin Diesel's body.
For those of you not familiar, Lucky Pirelli's a dumpster fire of a person.
Oh, out here. He got banned from here.
Yeah, he's not. He's the only person I know that's been banned from performing here. The place we're currently having a smoke session at in the backyard.
And where we let Anthony perform.
But of course, this is an undisclosed location because no one knows where we're at. And I would never, ever say the address or where we're at because that could get them in a lot of trouble. So this is actually Andy's house. It's surprising how I fit all of you in here.
That's how many people you have to pay to come.
It's also a good
thing. Oh, wait, over the years? Over the years? Six or seven? What'd you say?
How many tickets did you buy? How much gas did you pay for? Who'd you fucking bribe, motherfucker?
Sorry, I haven't seen any
of these people, and I've known you for 5 years.
Well, some of them are my family and friends. Like I mentioned. Okay. Well, everyone's my friend. Actually, I think by the, you know, so it's funny. Yeah, well, shit.
Drug dealer with sauce.
Hey, Susie, one of my, the guy that runs the place is where I'm the fucking parent right now, so.
Hey, easy with the sauce.
I got him high, too.
Easy.
A lot of inside jokes, people. For the casual observer, which is all of you, this is real fun, entertaining shit. Let's get into this. The what are we smoking? This is what we're famous for. I'm deciding. Oh shit! Thank you. Wait, we're not done yet, people.
How much of this are you gonna shit the bed on? It's written right there.
Do we have any other?
Probably the most important person on our podcast. Couldn't be here without him. I said there was gonna be special guests. I wasn't lying. If you are a fan of the podcast and you've been here from the very beginning. There's a special person that's been missing for quite some time. And we left on pretty negative terms, I would say. People thought maybe this man would never come back. Why? Probably because he was going to fucking die of old ass age. You're going to see this guy, like, Dirk called him and said it was nice learning from you. Because you're way older than me.
I've had to pay for it.
Yeah, thank you. This motherfucker was here from the beginning. He might not make it through the podcast because he's old as fucking shit. It's Robert Bobby Balarski! Woo! You thought you'd never see him again. You hoped you'd never see him again.
You might not.
I got a question for Bob.
I'm back, baby.
Well, here, you guys got to share mics.
Just keep getting hit in the head. I got a question for Bob.
D here. Yeah, ask your question for Bob.
Yes. Bob, you moved during the Phillies World Series. How's it feel to give them bad luck? Teddy said, is this mic working? Yeah,
I think so. Is it working?
Yeah. Or am I just at that line?
I have to speak loudly into that microphone.
You gotta speak loud.
I gotta speak loudly into it.
Speak into the mic.
I did not leave on negative terms.
I did not leave on negative terms.
You didn't leave on negative terms. You disappeared in the middle of the night. You left a note underneath my fucking door.
The Phillies lost, and then the Eagles lost. So I didn't want to see shit of anybody. But now I am back, I don't give a shit.
You think me, Andy Rice, noted sports fan, was going to fucking give you shit over whatever the fuck teams you just named in whatever sport we're talking about? No, I don't give a fuck, Bob. I would have let you live your old ass life collecting dust or whatever it is you do over there.
You would never let me live my old life.
You look like you have hollow bones, motherfucker, and I don't know what that means.
You really put on some weight, haven't you?
Yeah, I did. Oh, yeah. Hey, fuck, I did put on some weight. It was due to depression from you leaving, you old sack of shit.
Hey, what sports were those, Andy?
I don't know.
I know we're all...
Take two guesses. You got like five to choose.
Look, Eagles sounds like you gotta be able to fly.
So you're thinking MLS.
I'm thinking MLS.
All right.
What is that?
Major League Soccer?
Look, we're not doing this. No one signed up for sports trivia.
Since you fucked up the intro so bad, I can no longer tell where we're at.
in the itinerary.
We're right here. We're in the What Are We Smoking? Wait, remember I said that 10 minutes ago and did nothing with it?
Yeah, then you introduced Bob. That should have been number one.
It was up here. Yeah, I fucked everything up. Now we're at the What Are We Smoking? What Are We Smoking,
ladies and gentlemen?
It is a what we're famous for, you know, progress podcast. Okay, so what are we smoking? We're smoking a bunch of shit here. I have a baby Jeter that I'm going to light right now. Because we can't.
I think we're at the wrong table.
I don't know what they're smoking, but I did. So, what is that called over there? Ask the giggling lady what that spinning contraption's called.
Bro,
no!
Shit.
Oh,
the
we don't
have
shit.
Well, no, hey, wait, real quick. Yeah, let's just back up. I need one clear answer, not a drunken,
these
garbled mess of whatever happened.
It's called dedicated.
No, I'm asking about that fucking bong thing that I hit.
You got me twice tonight. Okay. That's awesome.
It's a stunning.
Thank you. It was great.
You're welcome.
I loved it. I felt like I was getting angsty. I turned the vibe real quick into kind of angry. I don't want to do that. So, because you brought me presents. So, So, the What Are We Smoking? We're going to smoke a bunch of shit. So, there we go.
You want to take your meter over
number
here.
Four?
That's 2-3. He's got to open a present, Sam.
Yeah, well, Jesus Christ! He's got to open a present, does he?
It does.
Danny opens some presents?
Yeah.
And discusses them?
We had to spin it into time.
This is the kitty table.
So there's so many more presents than even in my
look how excited everyone fucking looks. I'm just jittery.
No, some people excited. Were excited. Some people said, oh, I hope you enjoy your present. And I think there's some people that genuinely went out of their way to give us something good, and I think there's 3 dildos.
Damn it, who told
a lie? I'm a lying motherfucker, that's all I'm saying.
I feel like I'm a prisoner on Pee-wee's Playhouse. And Pee-wee's gonna make him watch him open all these fucking presents. Like, I don't even like doing this for my kid at Christmas. And you're asking me to do it for you? Your own family looks sad about having to watch you open presents.
Do I have to sing the open the present song?
God, I hope not.
What's the open the present song? I don't know. It sounds like you would probably have one growing up. You're exactly on time. Perfect time to get
into whatever
we're
smoking. Yes. Oh, that's where we had to go with that.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we're just smoking.
Andy, if it stays this loud, the cops are going to shut it down.
What do you mean this loud?
You got
we have a noise ordinance after 11.
What time is it?
We got it.
It's just now 11 o'clock on the dot, bro.
Man,
be calm.
You made the perfect note for my mom to get out of here.
Hell, and
the cops are going to show up. Baby's mom's got to
leave. Hi, guys.
You see her cops? She's like, nope.
Hey, good night, Mom. I'm warning you. I'm out. Drive safe. Text me when you get to the hotel.
So I got warrants. I got to go.
Michael, Amanda, love you guys. I'll see you tomorrow.
Sorry, Andy.
Audrey.
You got to go.
I have 2 sisters and my favorite.
It's a real shame they missed all this great content.
Wait, is this not recording?
No, it is.
Okay. Awesome.
They're getting it. They're not.
Am I not coming out of here anymore?
You are.
Yeah, a little bit.
You're fine.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Absolutely.
This better?
Yes.
I'm so sorry, John.
It's okay.
You're a national treasure. You're a humanitarian leader. I don't want to do you dirty.
It's good thing you're not pinning him exactly to this location.
You want to go open some
presents for us?
Can you hand me some presents because I think I fucked that up.
Hey, Andy, happy birthday.
Thank you. So this is, you guys. This is where you guys get to talk.
Oh, goody.
I wonder what he's going to get.
Oh, my God. Oh, I can't wait for this now. Oh, he's going to do the bindings at the top. Oh, he's doing the bindings at the top. He's having a hard time.
Oh, this one's really rough.
You want to
do this one?
Just really? Fucking
yeah,
rip
just
it.
Rip it.
Just find it.
Now hold the joint.
Put down the joint.
Okay.
Hold on, dude. That's a noise complaint.
I'm so sorry. So, guys, just this is funny that this is the very first present, but a few weeks ago, an episode dropped where we were talking about, and I put a note saying I need to edit this out so that this doesn't happen. But I put that because we had some stupid thing about Barbies, and I was like, oh, and of course I plugged the show right after talking about Barbies, so motherfuckers are gonna buy me Barbies. And I was like, I'm gonna edit that shit out. and I didn't because I'm lazy.
So, first present is Barbie in a little black dress. So, let's see if she makes any friends tonight. Next present. I don't need an upskirt. You guys can get an upskirt.
Oh, Jesus.
That'll go nice in your room with the rest of you.
Hey, what's her name?
Oh, does she have a name?
I don't know. She might.
That's what you decide.
I think it's Slut.
I don't like it when they have names.
Oh. I get too attached.
I get too attached.
You're just dehumanizing Barbie now.
It's gonna go towards your other Barbies you already own.
Whoever did that, I bet you're very handsome. Whoever's idea that was.
I'm very, very attractive.
Thank you.
Oh, for
fuck's sake! I swear to God! I could have, should have fucking edited it out.
We've never met, hey, but I thought it would next. Be like...
Is this from you?
You're welcome.
Yeah, oh, God.
Hey,
so
Andy,
it's
another Barbie.
I don't think it's that a Ken either. I think, is this...
That's a Ken.
Yeah, right.
No, I don't... Is that Ken? Is
that's
that
a Ken.
Okay.
You need a matching silk.
That's fucking Zach.
They went from Ken down to keep it.
Now you can reenact how, like, flirting works.
You're going to need a whole new
show. Hey, look, it's another Bobby.
I can learn how to flirt.
You can
learn. With Mermaid Barbie.
You can pack
Barbie Dreamtopia.
Hey, Andy, you know these are all gifts, so you can't throw them away.
No, I can't.
I wasn't in on the joke.
I know.
I legitimately got you cookies. So, okay.
Oh, hey. Oh.
Munchies, you know what I mean?
Munchies.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
There is a seal.
There is?
Yeah.
I'm so surprised.
Because we thought it was just a rewrap with a box.
No, I'm...
Yeah.
Are these real crumble cookies?
Yes.
Open up. Oh, fuck. Oh,
oh,
fuck.
Oh, 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 yeah.
Barbie's going to have chocolate all over her mouth.
What's in there, Andy?
Is it cookies or was I, or were we right?
Definitely
not. I don't want to put this up.
Let's see it, buddy.
No chocolate on her mouth?
I licked it up.
It was a rewrap. We were right.
This is the worst thing in my
life. This one's really free to look at, dude.
It's all about the other one. You know what? I guarantee this one doesn't have a Barbie.
Oh, it don't. It don't.
Can't.
My bad. It's genuine.
He's opening up the box.
Be careful.
Ooh, that one's awesome.
That's awesome. Wow, a real gift.
I'm bad. I wasn't in on the joke, bro.
You're a fucking asshole for not getting
No, hey, there's more. Hey, there's more. Go through it.
No, but just... Can someone please describe this fucking...
You motherfucker don't even know.
No, I'm saying... Cause
I'm my bad.
I'm going back in the bag. I'm having so much time while I do it.
If you're into anime, this is Dragon Ball Z Super.
I'm sorry.
It's Vegeta, I believe.
I don't know.
That's a dirty word.
No, that's I believe that Super Saiyan Goku.
It's Majin Vegeta.
Majin Vegeta
and silver hair Goku.
It's a bomb.
But there's a bunch of mushrooms on it. It's a fucking bomb.
Mushrooms on there.
Dude, that's beautiful. That is beautiful.
It almost
gets it up. Hey, there's more.
Wait, no, there's more.
Kami, hi.
And then we got some cards. Fuck yeah.
Keep going.
Keep going.
Careful, that. There's a big banger in there too. Be careful, there's other shit too.
Oh my God.
Keep going.
There's
it's in the
shit.
Bottom in there. Okay. You're good.
Holy shit.
Man, he's actually
cocaine.
Okay. Podcast. Yeah.
Man, this is. You know how I met this guy? I delivered pizza to him, and he gave me weed as a tip.
Whoa.
It struck such a chord with me.
Address is famous for life.
That I did a stand-up show and I was like, some motherfucker tipped me a weed. This guy's like, that was me. And we've been friends ever since, and I love this guy. It's Papa Mike. He's been on the show. Let's give it up for Papa Mike.
What?
We got whack.
Why did
how many Barbies did you
I don't know.
At least more than I've ever needed. Oh, we got a brand new nail, and we have. Jesus Christ, a lot of butter and fucking wax. Thank you so
there's
much.
There's diamonds and
diamonds
sugar.
And fuck, oh my goodness Christ. Thank you so much. Okay, I'm putting this back in your bag because we have bubble wrap.
You want to know something that's cool?
What's that?
I really like that when you need attention, you just you set your own birthday party up. So here's the
I was actually thinking about this.
Well, hold on, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And hold on.
The biggest scam of all
time. Hold on. And I guess this whole time I've just been calling the suicide hotline for my attention. I guess I'll just start throwing a birthday party for myself, you know?
Yeah, so here's the thing. We all live in a fucking simulation. You know, God's not real. Your religion sucks. Doesn't matter. But here's the thing. The simulation, all you have to do is learn how to fucking write the code, and this is how you do it. You make a Facebook event page, and you tell everybody it's your birthday, which it is. And then you tell them it's a one wrapped gift per, and then you should edit out the Barbie shit. And then just you know, sit here and be the birthday. So I think that this is wonderful. Another gift, please. One more.
This is embarrassing.
All the rest are bad.
Oh god. I can't trust this bag.
Open it, Andrew. Open it right now.
So you never said you once I like Barbies.
Oh, it's a Barbie.
Oh, that looks like
this is a fucking Barbie knockoff.
If you can find me a
Barbie, you got dollar store Barbie up here.
In the box, mother, I can put them on display.
Ross.
I put this on display. I'm on a list. I put this on display. I'm a weird.
You're still on a list.
I think you're still on a list if you're in the box or not.
I'm so sorry. He's being very ungrateful right now.
But being in the box is worse.
Holy shit.
Nerd.
What's funny is I didn't
male Barbie. Sweet.
I didn't realize there was a Nazi. So from my perspective, I'm like, oh, look,
black
it's Darth
on
Vader.
Those, fine.
It's,
Did you get that, Ryan?
It's a... Does it talk? You have to touch his...
You have to touch him where? please describe where you're touching the...
Yes,
lower.
Welcome
lower.
To Andy doesn't understand microphones and they can't pick up that range.
Pick it up, but somebody
if we're all real quiet. Go ahead, do it again.
Okay. Still touching.
He's getting an erection.
Okay, you lost it. All right, yeah. Thank whoever got me this. If you've ever been inside my room, it feels like you have.
There's a lot of fucking nerdy Star Wars shit on my wall. So you guys definitely. Okay, shut up, Darth Vader. We're having a moment. Thank you. I'm sorry.
So we have to watch you open all 30 gifts.
Yeah, all of them at some point. But we'll move on to another.
No, it's okay. I'm happy. You're happy.
Teresa, you might. You're the bad. Oh,
Jesus Christ. Oh, my. Bell ringer.
Good guys. Good call. Good call, guys. All right.
So,
ladies and gentlemen, tonight what are you doing?
You're doing all right.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
Well, hold on, dude.
Not you. I was talking to Austin.
You better talk to her. Oh, okay.
Somebody just stuck their finger up my ass. What are you talking
Welcome
about?
Welcome to Susie's last 2 hours.
What bathroom is that?
Susie's been on one. Just, I guess, walk as sideways as you can when you're faster. She will put her fingers inside your butt. It's happened to me 4 or 5
credit
times.
Credit card.
It's called. She calls it a credit card. She thinks it's a cute way to sexually assault people.
Bell ringer.
I guess now you do insert a credit card, so it works.
It is. It's out. Well, yeah. Now it's inserting. You're doing sliding. You should
Does
just shove your fingers in. Like,
he wants you
30
to
seconds.
He's got you, bro.
What are we doing?
No, fucking no birthday presents.
Not
you
yet.
Need to talk about bell ringing.
Yeah. Okay. So we're doing. Okay. First off.
By the way, we're always high, so sometimes it doesn't go smooth.
Oh, they can't tell, Mike.
That's when we get the tangent.
This is already we're off the fucking rails. I'm so sorry, guys. All right. So we are going to have a bell ringer contest. Now the bell ringer challenge is really for some motherfuckers who think that they can smoke some motherfucking weed. So is there anybody in the house tonight that thinks that they can take on, I mean, it's 30 grams of weed. Teresa? So
That's it.
It's three?
Oh, we got two.
Three? Bobby?
Oh, there's two.
We have two.
Wait, who's the other one? We got Bob. Teresa's, the, no, Teresa's no, definitely
not.
Teresa?
We got
one.
We
got
one.
We got
one.
We talked to Teresa. What are we talking about?
We got two.
We got two.
We
got two?
We
got two.
Are you for real?
Are we doing?
Yeah. Okay.
You just got to be in there.
No,
I guess I can
wait. I'm going to hold every hand signal I was giving off.
Oh,
you got to be earlier. I'm not that.
I have to be out. I have to be up here. I have, because I'm close to zero. Because I'm opening presents while you guys are sitting.
Take the microphone.
No, we're going to
stop.
It does go that far.
It does go,
but we're going to zoom it. So,
okay.
This is Austin's going to take three people out there, and you guys are going to smoke.
If there's three people, balls in.
We got two. We got, and we're going to zoom call it for the audio and everything. So,
how long did the last one take? I heard an hour and 10. Well,
that's what he said. But
what?
The contest goes till you tap
yeah,
out.
Yeah,
you,
crazy.
If you tap out, you tap out.
He said it took him an hour and 12 minutes to smoke.
Ah, bullshit.
Oh.
You can smoke quicker now.
You guys can achieve that in about 10 minutes.
Right.
Hold on. That southern broad over there could do this by herself. I know that for a fact.
Hey.
She has a problem.
Well, then let's get.
Hey,
let's
is that true?
Yeah, let's get you two.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe it.
We got our three.
We need more.
No, well, it's only four people. Only four people can fit in our undisclosed location.
Oh. It's behind closed doors.
It's in nice, it's behind four closed doors.
Let's go to Anna's weird room.
Yeah, because we're in my room. This room is four wheels.
That's bad.
So,
can it move?
Who do we got? We got you two, and we got Bobby. So let's get your names. Kentucky.
Yep.
Yes.
I forgot your name.
Eric.
Well,
why are you giving out names, bro?
Okay, fine. We'll go Kentucky, Pennsylvania, and Oakland.
Yes. Oh, man.
Call me that 13 or 14 more times, I'm out of here.
Because he's really open. Be careful.
That's 12, Mike. Stop fucking it up for the rest of us. All
right, are you ready?
Are
Austin,
you ready?
Are you guys testing?
I'm testing the sound.
Okay. We'll go back
there,
to
it. Do you want the fucking weed?
Yes.
And then while they're heading out there.
Right. Austin, keep talking.
That looks like the Statue of Liberty torch, not the fucking stuff we're supposed to smoke.
Looks like
So for the listeners at home, what Ryan's holding in his hand right now is a fucking enormous bell ringer that has in it three 10-gram blunts.
This is the size queen.
And it's an insane person trying to smoke this. And we're about to send three people into an undisclosed location. And they're about to fucking cheat this. And the last one to leave the car wins.
And we'll be in an
undisclosed location. Oh, sorry. The last one to leave the undisclosed
location.
Shitload
of barbies.
What do they win?
They'll win a shitload of barbies.
You get the okay.
And some fucking weird
stitched
nugs.
Are we good to go?
Do we need to hear them?
Yeah. No.
I want to hear the coffee.
I want
the coffee.
We just want them in the background. Just,
right.
Okay, great. Yeah. So, awesome. You three, let's follow Austin. Let's give it up for our three challengers.
I didn't know I was being filmed during that. Let's get about a podcast. This is on
video.
This will be deleted.
Can I hold the camera?
Yeah.
That's what's good about it.
That's supposed to be just
Austin. You're driving, yeah?
We're not recording, so
it's supposed to be just recording.
No
video, not video, guys.
Yeah, we're not recording. It's just audio.
Not video.
You guys good?
I've been on film.
You can't hear him anyway.
Hey, it's okay.
Does anybody want the fucking weed?
I know everybody's taking out
the weed.
This is the trailer.
They left the weed. They're scared as fuck.
We're cutting.
Yeah, we're good.
How are you guys doing over there?
You got something
bigger? Listen, it's a fucking live podcast. This is, technical difficulties. We're smoking a lot of fucking weed.
Hey, did they run away?
We got one guy in the car.
They're right there.
The car?
Yes.
We're going to hop out the car.
they're going.
Dude, Chucky, we do this every morning on the way to work. You got this. Chucky, do it. Comes natural. You fucking kill me every day. This is a
torch.
Let's give it up to the bell ringer challenge.
She wins. Yeah.
Oh, we already know
who's
gonna win.
That's Kentucky all day.
Yeah, yeah. She's gonna get moonshine, taking ribs.
I got three felonies right here.
Yep.
That Kentucky takes the W on.
That's fucked right, up. Open up another present while we're playing.
Yeah, what? You can plug your shit.
Don't plug your shit,
Ryan.
What else is on the itinerary that was written up very beautifully by Mike, I believe?
I don't know. I can't read it.
Not Papa Mike.
Hey, so oh, my bad.
Almost dead, Mike.
Like this next part sounds like a sex.
First one is lit.
So we're gonna.
Oh, okay.
First
blood is lit. Second blood is lit.
Behind you,
shit. Third blood is lit.
How's it going? We need a little more light.
Audio.
Let's get him busted. Put some light on him.
It looks like a fucked up night vision goggles set inside the alley from hell.
It's like an alien spaceship.
Oh, yeah, hit the NVIDIA.
They're all over this area, right?
Yes, troubleshoot on screen.
Oh, Austin looks like he's stuck in a burning building. Look at his stairs.
Austin doesn't smoke.
You suck.
You're
going
to get contact high like a player.
Oh, Bobby,
they already look fucked.
Yes.
He does. Their eyes already look fucked.
Get it, Eric.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, I only see two. What a third.
One's in the front.
Is this your mic rack?
Probably.
If I hear some porno, I'm in, dude.
I'm out there.
This is real entertaining audio shit. But yeah, they're smoking Austin looks all serious. That stuff.
They're smoking an ounce at once.
Is that the fucking Barbie girl theme song?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You should know that.
So I'm boring my audience so much they're fucking dancing the Barbie girl theme song.
Ow!
You're not dancing.
My mom got me
a Barbie.
Lathe lamp lights.
Barbie lights.
Yeah, from Christmas Story.
So they're like little lights up in the room.
That's fucking awesome.
Come on, Barbie. Let's go party.
No, those are fucking awesome, Andy.
What's that?
His mom shopping at Dollar Store a lot.
Hey, the Dollar Store has some cool shit.
She bought that.
Hobby Lobby, Dollar Store, whatever.
What's it, clearance?
Why is Austin still in there?
Yeah, he's going to be fucking
great. Oh,
he's going to start pretending he's driving.
Right here.
Hey, this part seems real sexual. We go on Skype outside to Austin and contestant and get his bell rung.
How are we ringing their bell, Andy?
Hey, I tried to do that every week with my wife. That never goes over. It doesn't take 5 minutes either. If I get shut down in like 20 seconds, man. So what do we smoke
out of the door?
Who jumped?
Austin!
Jumped out of the car.
Austin!
I don't smoke weed, but I feel like we just put a bunch of people in an airlock, and they're just like, we're just like, hang in there, you're doing good. Knowing that we're gonna hit the button and just launch them into fucking space.
From a big collapse on camera.
They got mad at me when I opened the door. I was like, I have to go. There's no audio. We can't hear them. It's just like, they're just like, it's like seeing someone in the airlock banging on the door. You can't hear them anything.
You can't even fucking see them.
Yeah. You see two of them. What was the challenge anyway?
I don't know.
What was the fucking all of this?
We just got a bunch of people.
The first one to leave loses, and you left.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, thank you.
The winner's the last one standing is the winner.
Yeah, last one standing.
We invented the game and we don't even know the fucking rules.
Yeah. You can't convince them to leave. You leave.
Come on, Kentucky.
Jesus Christ.
They are getting fucking wrecked in there.
This is my favorite thing ever.
I don't know what the point of this was.
I don't either.
I have prizes. They're going to get prizes.
No. It's so stupid. Which is why it's so funny. It's on the schedule.
It's on the schedule.
I'm gloves and it wears knives.
I'm gonna fucking kill.
Come on.
What was that Tommy Lee Jones movie where it opens up and the guy kills himself by sticking a rag in the gas pipe? That's what that looks like. They're gonna fucking die. They need oxygen.
This is the opening.
There's Susie.
Shushing
I need him to like open a gift.
Oh yeah, which one is it? Grab it. I'll open it up.
Can you guys hear us?
You can open it.
I made a really funny joke earlier to her where I was like, remember that thing I said earlier about single women hitting on me after the show?
I made everything in this. Except for the things that are already dead.
She says,
you didn't kill you.
Except for the stuff that was already dead.
What the fuck is happening tonight?
That's fucked up.
The bodies in the extra room.
Justin, you are so at home right now with this whole thing. This is like your type of weird.
Justin, do you go to the Odyssey convention?
Shit.
Mosasaur fossils and handmade stuff from Kara. Yeah. We've never been before. This is such a thoughtful, fucking cool ass gift. Thank you so much.
You've never met her?
I think she might be hitting on you.
No, but he wouldn't.
Jesus.
Yes. She's Andy.
I said fives and sixes. That's the comfort zone.
She's interacting with you now.
I know. I'm a solid four.
This is like Love on the Spectrum, but right in front of me. This is fucking awesome.
Pass that five or six.
I have a live update.
Don't move, guys. You're going to disturb them.
Hello, everyone. I'm reporting to you live from an undisclosed blue Nissan Sentra in an undisclosed parking lot of an undisclosed building that we are standing outside of.
Austin, there's two unicorns running back and forth here. Can you fuck off and just let this interaction go?
This is amazing. Swear right now.
I didn't hear a word Austin just said.
And finding love.
I have an update.
Because he's not going to be okay. He's not going to be okay now.
I don't know if it's a joke or not.
The Mosasaur's
not a joke. That's very
long. That's a real number.
That's a number. That's not a zip code.
I learned this from watching Love on the Spectrum. Say you like Legos.
I like Legos.
I like turtles.
Well, I didn't say three people
are good. Don't lose this.
I'm not. This is
that's a very cool birthday gift.
This is the best gift.
That's called hope.
I love the fossils.
It's called hope. Hope for Andy.
Yeah. That's good. And now, Kara, just buckle up for the weirdest text of your life. This is where I lose it. Where it's like I start texting, hey, and then it's just, do you like fucking Beavis and Butthead?
Did you know that
he spawned off King of the Hill? Did you know that he also wrote fucking Office Space?
Are
you really into fossils? Is that like something you're passionate about?
Yeah, I do fossils.
Well, we have a fossil over here, isn't it?
Andy starts studying up. I know the next book.
Yeah. No, I love open. You guys are the best people.
That could be the first date. You guys look for fossils.
What's that?
Do you know how to call a donkey?
All I know about the donkeys is that if I buy food from one of you at the top of the street, I'm going to have to buy food four more times by the time I get to the bottom, because none of the food from the guy up the top you're supposed to give the donkeys.
Yes.
Either it's the one below it, or the one below that, or the one below that. But I love it.
Yeah. So, yeah. Look, they're like halfway, dude.
Holy shit, they're still going.
Yeah. No one's quit yet. They had
some. No one has quit.
No one's quit.
They're starting the challenge.
Oh, are they? Are they?
They're halfway through.
Well,
there's more gifts.
Oh, yeah, there's more gifts.
Here.
Hold on, please.
I will, yes. Absolutely.
Do not lose that number.
Hey, should we get to, because we have two gift sections on this itinerary that's two fucking pages long.
Yeah.
Put it in here. Thank you.
For what should be an hour long podcast.
Should be an hour long.
Can we just end with Andy won that low? You should end on that. You won.
But I really
you
should
actually won for
give the rest of the gifts to charity because I feel like God just intervened.
Yes. I did.
And, okay. Oh, he did.
Yeah. The rest of this is going to suck compared to that. That was like an eclipse.
Yeah. That's,
what?
We're going to do the mystery theater.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. We were going to do that.
How about we get an update on the people in the fucking
room? Yeah, that's what I want to hear. We'll do an update.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Which is what I came up here for and then just got fucking just berated Where's by a fucking this guy who only shows up like once every 60 episodes.
Come
on! Yeah, I went out there about 10 minutes ago and... three of them are doing okay, and one of them said, help me. So I'm going to go check on them again while we do this next segment, and then I'll have another report at the end of that segment, I guess.
I won't interrupt you again, Austin. I'm sorry.
Let's get it across to everybody.
Johnny Rainbow's running across the street.
He doesn't smoke, but he put himself in a dangerous way to fucking get up. Is this a whole
Rivera,
yeah. Of us?
Yeah.
This is a real creepy stalker. This is straight up kidnapper vibes. Like,
I
have your podcast hostage if you want to ever see them alive again.
Can we get that on a t-shirt?
I want that on a t-shirt.
I want that on a t-shirt.
That's the creepiest photo of us.
That's the thumbnail for the episode.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, Brendan, why don't you introduce probably the... Oh, he's introducing what we're about to smoke right here on stage. Oh, we have What Are We Smoking Music live?
You tell me.
No.
We can't go back that far.
I
we
have,
can't backtrack
I
that far.
I have three music cues. We got to get through this bad boy. So let's Brendan.
I didn't remember what it was. So I brought a baby Jeter cannon. It's going to be a hybrid nebula. So it's a, pretty strong shit. As usual.
Nope. I have my own right.
He's so fucked up. He didn't know the other mic.
I'm just trying to take people's mics. Hey, listen, I'm so happy. Not just because of that whole shit, because that act of God, like I said, just stroke of like, you know, whatever. But I'm just happy that you all came out here. I feel real good. And I'm high. So thank you. What's our next thing?
The mystery.
Oh, yeah. Hey, so we're going to just talk shit about a movie for like 10 minutes. I think that'd be. That'll be
Let's
something.
Do it.
Let's do it.
I'll press load it up. What's a weird date you guys can do? We'll look for rocks and like open.
Let's
go.
For my sake, just for the sake of anything, in case it wasn't a sick joke on her part, let's just stop berating the poor girl and just let her enjoy the show. I'm already. She's already seen that planning isn't one of my strong suits. Like, following a list isn't one of my strong suits.
They know the future, then.
God, I hope she's not religious, because I definitely said fucking God earlier in the book. So, fuck. Well, I don't know. Fossils. Most people that believe in fossils and dinosaurs and shit,
right, yeah.
they're not religious.
All right.
Good job, Batman.
The movie we're watching is
World 2
3 Rock Metal Fire.
Right, no, no, go.
Down, fire
no, 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 up, up, wait, stop, 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 get out of there. No, what the fuck?
You gotta go on your book.
Andy, did you just cover your screen?
Are they on fire?
What was that saved one?
It was up there.
No. Now that girl knows a lot about
What was that?
Oh no,
that
let's go, Barbie.
I bet it was just a file that was labeled here. You know what I mean? The dreaded here file.
Every guy's got a here file.
Hey,
I don't want you guys to see my fucking bookmarks. That's.
He's so artistic. He's got his Barbies already labeled.
Right?
He's got so many of this one, so many of that one. Unicorn fancy Barbie. He's got Barbie.
You guys are gonna find out my Barbie. Is that what you're saying? My Barbie.
Yeah, you have a Google Doc of all your Barbies.
He's got a room for them. 1 hour photo style.
I could already see Andy's birthday wish list next year is a podcast laptop. And ignorant of this radioactive rubble emerged a new order. The Order of Andrew.
And the world was.
I have to go return some videos. Oh, fuck. We're about to lose Ryan for the rest of the podcast. Bye, everybody.
I have a real bitch of those late fees.
Really? You text him?
I didn't do shit.
Fuck you, Ryan.
You're now in control.
I am. I'm driving the ship now.
Well,
David Engelbach.
So, to be fair, I found this today on Tubi.
So there's no thought to this.
I have no idea what the fuck this is about. I'm sorry.
So far, it's Feeding Swamp Man.
It's already
Man Fan.
Do
you think this was a parody like Monty Python, or do you think this was a serious film?
I think this is a serious film.
Hey,
look, Bell Ringer!
Little Ringa!
That was product placement! Did you see
William Wallace is in here. William Wallace is in here. That's the guy's name.
The guy from Braveheart.
Yes.
I feel like we can stop watching this once we understand what this movie is about. I just want to know.
So about 45 minutes in. I don't think we have time to watch. It's about Powell.
Can you pull the bubble up?
Did you just say bubble?
Powell. In the corner.
Here, hit the
yeah, where are they at?
Where are they at?
Are they still in the car, though?
Yeah.
There's an undisclosed location.
Yeah.
Oh, you got that.
I hope I didn't pick this up.
This would be once you pick it up. I feel like this is a Conan
knockoff.
Oh, hey, wait. Oh, shit. Hold on. Pause the movie.
Hell yeah.
Look, we got
that bell ringer.
The guys right there, all dirty.
You made it?
Yeah.
Did you guys finish it?
Oh no, she looks like that girl all dirty on the picture.
There's two in there.
No.
Yeah.
Really
you tapped out.
Yeah.
Me first.
You tapped out first.
She had to pee.
Who's left?
Wait,
who's left? They
both mom and a pee.
Is it just Bobby?
I feel it.
It's Kentucky. It's Kentucky and Bobby. Is out the body. Yeah.
No, I'm
being Edgar.
Keep it talking. I have to close the bartender.
Yeah. They still up in there.
Yeah, they're all three in there.
So how do you feel, Susie?
It's a fierce competition.
I'm high as fuck.
just tell the audience how you feel.
Talk into the mic.
Go up there. Go up the mic.
Into the mic.
She's like, I don't even know how to
can
walk.
Can you make it to the mic?
Shit, she's like walking.
She's
funny.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute.
High as fuck.
Okay. I'll say, wait a minute. She's not much for many words.
No.
Not today.
Oh.
That's a light in the back.
They're no longer responding.
Well, two left, right?
They probably think you're some sort of deity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're moving lots
just
slower.
Just doing an open world presence for me. I feel like I need to use this depth. This press play again.
Oh, I just skipped all the way to the end.
Oh, shit. Yeah. She said how many rupees. I said,
dude, that must be the chick from, like, name your metal music from the 80s.
Hello, baby.
Oh, they're getting
that guy.
Eric's going to talk to you. Yeah, there's the video.
Look at Boomerang. Fuck yeah, they disc golf.
Eric, I'm the man.
What? Okay, yeah, so it's a bunch of, like, hot chicks, like, throwing frisbees at
young boys running around in white clubs.
Oh, that was Denver and Brighton.
Okay. Still the credits?
This is Jack of Hoffman's.
Get up, Sandy.
Throw your Christmas out.
I just gotta provide another update about our bell ringer challenge. I just realized I sent them in there with a 30-gram blunt, three chicken grams. So my car is fucked right now.
That's why you're the most important person on the podcast. This is Joe Vince Austin Carroll.
Let's say Andy owes the has to vacuum out your car.
This is a. Not circle this movie. This is shit. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah, I'm gonna open presents while they look at.
There we go. You got Andy. You got raised hands.
Andy.
You got questions.
Yes.
Hello.
How do I get a beanie?
Oh,
a beanie. I want your beanie.
Yes.
Your beanie.
Yes.
Hey, bro, you're flirting with me.
How do I get your beanie?
She's flirting with the first. She made it for me specifically.
Oh, Bobby's like,
there's
only one left.
Bobby wins! It's fucking cool!
He's still going. Barely.
Bobby wins.
His hand's bobbing.
Eric Quinn, huh?
He's probably sitting
there. He's still staying.
He's just like, get him out.
I think Bobby's just going to stay in bed.
That's how I got.
That's what the bell is.
Well, he's still a half.
I had to pee. I was like, hey.
All right, I think we're gonna let the audience decide. Should we let him? Oh, he already came out.
She would let him.
Boston, you left your phone.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was the question?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think it's winning a beanie. I think Austin,
we have people that want to win a beanie.
So the beanies were his mom is selling the beanies and the little nug. The nug guys.
I'm selling them, as I explained earlier, you fucking stoners.
I would like to buy a beanie, sir.
They're $25, but if you show me and Andy that you're subscribed to us on Instagram and Facebook, they're $20.
What's your Instagram? What's your Instagram?
Where are you right now? That's your answer.
Fried Rice Podcast.
Fried Rice Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. We got three left.
Fuck. Let's give away some prizes.
Beanies.
First off, no, we're not giving away beanies. I don't think. Wait, where's Bobby? Where is he? He needs to come out here.
He's got to get his prize.
Oh, he still has it. I see him. Okay. I have prizes. Let's see. Over here, big guy in the cowboy hat. Come on up. You're the first prize winner.
That's a bar. All right, Chris. All
right. And what's your name?
Chris. That's big guy, Chris.
Chris.
Hey, Bob's stealing his fucking thunder. Hey, heart attack.
Oh, yeah, I need to hit this, too.
Back there, Bob.
I couldn't take no more.
I asked him to give up.
So.
How does that feel, Bob?
On his lip, bro. Nodding his head like a
horse. Hey, Bob's a living legend.
Yes, sir.
And he jumped
down the car. Andy, do you ever run?
Andy, give me the mic.
Yes.
Give me
the mic. He needs the mic.
Andy, I don't even smoke weed, but give me that shit.
No!
Andy, the prize.
What are you doing? You don't even smoke.
I think the cowboy hat guy should get a hit too.
I shouldn't have done that.
That's part of the prize.
That's part of the prize?
No.
Oh, shit! Peer pressure wins! Thank you for all. Here's your prize.
I
went to Temu and I spent way too much money. And so all your prizes tonight are basically crap. But this crap is a tiny little alien Lego toy from Aliens. It's like a xenomorph. It's sick. All right, that's our first prize. Second prize, Rachel, come on up.
Where's my Barbie?
Where's Austin?
Oh,
American 3000 is
still stuck in the car still.
There's Austin.
Oh, okay, there he is.
What's happening?
For the beer. I'm not buying it. It's going for whoever.
Oh, announce it then.
So we got one beanie of choice.
Oh, for who?
For guests.
Here's your wrist of random two of could be anything. It's a scroll of some sort. You should open up all yours.
Zach just bought a beanie for somebody,
so
he gets to choose who gets it. I guess.
I'm not choosing.
Make it a game. Make it an AI game.
That is really cool.
We're making it an AI game.
Hey, Andy.
How about we get
that
this?
That is fucking cool.
Oh, that's a Beetlejuice.
That's fucking cool. Yeah.
I want it. I'll
like,
okay, I need the names of four. I see four of you back here.
You can do, bride toss it. Whoever catches it.
Bride toss it!
We're doing a bride toss.
Bride toss. If you want it.
First off, let's vote on the one we're going to do.
True. We're going to need to move that chair real quick.
Wait, we're
going to throw it in this open area.
Here are the three.
The big one. The one on my head is for my head only.
Who wants to get in this area real quick?
Here, I'm gonna give one of these guys.
Get in this area right here, this small space.
Which one?
This small space.
Like throwing my garter band.
Just trying to zoom in my garter band.
Andy, I'm good.
I like this better.
Hey, what's this? Oh, you know Austin.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's just
one
of these.
I like this one too.
All right. So guys, get over here in front of the heater. Let's try not to knock over the heater. There's four contestants here.
We're gonna just in case.
Yeah, just in case. Just in case. Well, we want it away from the chair so we don't knock over the chair or any of the glass tables.
That's not fun.
No. We need who's the four? We want it right here.
Right there.
This direction.
Hey, bro, I try to move.
That direction.
Throw it in the fire.
If you want it in the four, it's not gonna go very far.
Put it in the floor.
Girls, if I have a right spot,
it's right here.
I didn't really want to listen.
She's not fucked up enough. She's the only one listening.
It's right here. What? If you pass that, it's a beanie.
Yes.
It's not gonna go very far.
Yes.
If you want,
yes.
If you want the beanie.
Oh, you're buying one. Perfect. Which one would you like?
That one.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Austin, thank you. I think that's what charity Austin said, so charity.
Like the Barbie's charity or
the Barbie Foundation?
Here, take a butt.
I hope my niece is in the Barbie's.
Awesome.
What do you want? There's more prizes, there's more presents, there's the movies, the movie you have to watch next.
We just did it.
The next one.
Yeah, baby.
What about our other two contestants? What about our other two?
Bobby, come on up. Come on up, you want the bell ringer challenge. Is this for you?
Polarski won.
Yes.
Polarski.
Bobby, you win the big prize, you won the bell ringer challenge. It's this. Open this up and see what you got. And while he opens that up, I'm going to open this one up because I've already opened it up and
then you're going to open up two for the other contestants in the bell ringer challenge.
Oh, yeah. What are we doing?
Good.
Okay. Susie, Indica Combo for you. Indica Boy Combo.
It's a lava lamp.
It's a lava lamp? Oh, your own beanie.
Your own beanie.
Hell yeah! Ringer challenge winner, Bobby.
I'm sorry, but I'm not allowed to have guns. I'm not allowed to have guns.
Oh,
I'm
that's
sorry.
A pipe, I think.
Oh, give it back. I'm allowed to have
You're
pipes.
You're allowed to have pipes.
You're not allowed to have a gun.
Thank you.
Can't have a bump.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. So we got me a pipe or a butt plug. I'll open it up.
Anything's above
rocket
for
bedrock.
That's right.
I hear it, you can put some weed in that and smoke it. Holy shit.
And
that's sick.
It's a hand. It's like a. It's a Hulk hand grabbing what I can only imagine is. Well, just a white. I'm just to say a white bowl, right? Thank you, whoever got me this. Thank you. That. Oh wait, it had a name. Oh, from Tomas.
Tomas.
You got me this. This is Tomas and I have been friends since seventh grade, and he doesn't smoke weed.
I'm sorry that you had to deal with him for that.
Yeah, it's true.
Thanks, Tomas.
I'm gonna keep smoking it.
You smoke it.
I've been.
That's from Tomas too.
I tried.
That shit's scary.
Hard to smoke an ounce.
Then we have his next present.
We got another one.
I think we're done with this movie.
Yeah.
I think this movie's done.
What?
Is that a pipe?
So, I don't know.
It's like a pipe.
I don't know what this. I don't know what this is.
It says body butter.
It's body butter collection.
Hey, body butter!
It's for the Barbies.
I don't know what you're supposed to do.
You rub it on your body in the shower.
Oh, it's for shower time?
It is for shower.
Living with an unusually small penis. The book.
We're going to set these up so everyone can know it's
ass eating for dummies.
And now it's that last thing one more time.
Living with an unusually small penis. The book.
You got that cut out, right?
How to tell her you're gay. How to help her understand and celebrate your new identity. I would have no trouble, if we're being honest. I'm not ashamed of these things. If that's the case.
How honest are you trying to be?
And I have butter, body butter, so someone is priming me for a great time with someone else. I don't know who brought that for me. We'll just keep going. What's next on our list? We're losing everybody. Let's just get through this thing.
Hey, I want one of your Barbies.
Can she have a Barbie?
You
can
get
I have
one
a Barbie?
Of the naked ones.
I get one. I want it. I'm still holding my daughter. It's not for me.
Can she have a dressed one because it's proper? Yes.
You want a knockoff tangle Barbie?
That's not a knockoff. That's Disney.
That's Disney. Oh. my daughter needs a Barbie doll.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey, guys, the movie's still playing in the background.
Yeah. And you know Chevy, don't even know.
He lost interest about 10 seconds.
It's horrible.
Thing.
You're not missing anything.
It's like a scene.
Not even a scene. So can we get your...
It's bad. It's
bad.
Can we get your rating on this movie with our rating?
This is a...
Is it a W?
Yeah, so we do beat the W. What is this? This is a W. It's a waste of time. We're not even paying attention to it.
The top hat. Why? Why?
That's right. Top hat survived 900 years.
Exactly.
They didn't survive the 1800s.
So bad.
So somebody got me. It's a baby doll, and it's in custom packaging. That says fried rice baby.
I think it's from someone in the
it's a baby with a blindfold, and it has it's wearing its own little custom. Who's the weirdo? Is it the guy who made this shit, or is it the guy who's gonna have to put it on display in his house?
I don't know.
It's fucking Bob, you son of a bitch.
Bob, at least you got one. I didn't
you
get shit.
Old creepy son of a bitch.
Good job, Bob.
It's a weed podcast. Somebody brought a joint. Fuck yes. Yeah. Let's go.
No name on that one.
I appreciate it. Thanks, whoever it was. That one, this one's for you. How are you guys doing over here on the right? It's a live podcast. I'm sorry.
Did any of you
Cowboy
get to hit the bell ringer?
Cowboy has got a prize. He's happy. What's up?
Did any of them get to hit the bell ringer?
Do you guys want to hit the bell ringer? Oh, fuck. He's got a blunt. Yeah,
they just took the blunt. They're like,
it's better that way, bro. Fuck that bell ringer shit.
Okay, actually, this is a perfect time. I'm going to open up more gifts. This is great. We actually might need a little bit more attention for this. Bob, ladies, this next part's going to be important. So, before Bob left, he was writing, Austin,
Austin. you're part of our team. Actually, this next part's important. Because Bob here,
months
before he left, he used to do songs for us.
Or poems
for us. And he's got something prepped, and I really want to hear it while I open up a couple of presents. So, Bob, you want to use this one so they can hear it?
I wrote this song as
Bob
as a fine remembrance of our podcast.
Austin.
Hey, Austin. We're ready?
Hey, Austin. Austin, you want to pitch
it? Just so Bob can do a song.
Guy had did a little vocal way.
Under Arizona skies, where an Andy's getting high. He yells at me every time that I smoke the bomb. Where's the joint I roll? It was Acapulco gold. I took the lighter home that you couldn't find.
That's where it was.
So when I'm all fucked up and I forget the words, every time you yell at me, Andy, it hurts. When the sun goes down and the podcast ends, I never even heard a word you said. And he's always right.
No, he's not.
Ryan's picking fights.
Yeah.
And Zach and Dario are rolling round the floor. Now Jesse wants to know, and Austin wants to know, why Mike is still pissed off at Sleepwalk Kill.
Fuck you.
So when I'm all fucked up and I forget the words, every time you yell at me, Andy, it hurts. When the sun goes down and the podcast ends, I never even heard a word you said.
Well, thank you. I mean, I think that examining
awesome,
the lyrics,
you're
a war, I think that was negative towards me. And I think when you said Andy was right, you were being sarcastic. So I don't know how to feel about the song overall, but I loved the way you sang it.
I feel like you did not do your objective on opening more presents.
I didn't open shit. Thank you so much for the joints and the lead. I mean, you guys are great. Everyone's so great. How about more prizes? You give away some prizes. Let's do some shit.
I need no more prizes.
All right, who's up next? Who's got some prizes?
Dying and shit, ain't
you, bro?
I'm sorry.
What's all the prizes?
Okay, are you a Harry Potter fan? Okay, I have some Harry Potter shit.
I'm a dick. I'll be quiet.
Remember,
I'll be quiet.
I bought it on Temu.
Got more prizes.
It's like Harry Potter. You know, there are scrolls of parchment with different depictions of scenes from movies. Looks like they're watercolor painted.
Do you mean Temu?
Yeah, no, it's Temu. I saw a meme.
It's Temu. So Harry will appreciate that.
No.
Now there was a Super Bowl commercial. They said Temu.
Last year's Super commercial.
I very specifically pulled up a Temu commercial, and we listened to someone say it repeatedly.
Open your presents. Sorry, everyone.
Not my tangent.
I would have auctioned you off, but I already don't want to ruin that part.
Yeah, we can't auction you.
Yeah.
We were going to auction Andy.
We got to find Andy.
We should probably auction Andy off.
It's a beta action. Oh, wow.
Sort of for your birthday, I decided to show you. I can't wait to show you her Hooters.
You want to see them?
Owls. Oh, wow. Those are huge.
Yeah, those are huge Hooters. It's owls. It's funny. Aren't they adorable? Hope you enjoyed your birthday, brother. Should be one to remember, Bobby and Rachel. Thank you so much. This is already a shitload of week that you guys are just part of.
That's Bobby, our bell ringer winner, right?
Bobby, our bell ringer winner. Did you like your prize?
You get 10 grams of fucking
Yeah, he liked that.
Do you want to say your experience that you're experiencing right now?
For fuck's sake, you guys had to get me a fucking another barbecue. I think there's more.
Hurry up.
Bobby, do you want to say anything about your experience in the undisclosed location?
Yeah,
everybody
could.
Want to speak
no,
into
come,
the mic?
Come speak and.
Want to speak into the mic, sir?
Yeah.
There you go.
So you guys all stayed here while I just went to Hawaii by myself. In a jet plane.
Did I just put all this in here?
One guy was brave enough. But thank you guys for having us tonight. You guys all been great.
Congrats to the winner!
Next time you need a real winner,
hell yeah.
Invite me to your party.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So we're coming to tell us. Cinnabon Brownie skillet pan. I've always seen those at the at Walmart. I've never bought it.
There's actually a little Kelly Barbie in there. It's not really.
What?
Yeah.
They did put a Barbie on.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't. You're just making it go longer. Let's go.
Oh, we're down to the last.
Oh, yeah.
Last few.
All right, fuck, we did it, guys.
That's a big gift. Yeah. That's a gift too.
The big one. That's what
big
she did.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, yeah. I was like, there's a message on that one. Oh, this one's from that lady that said, "I got you a Harry Potter gift."
Oh yeah. So,
there's this
wonderful lady earlier from Oatman, and she. She came up to me, she's like, I heard it's your birthday. And she sang to me, like a Marilyn Manson, or not Marilyn Manson, Marilyn Monroe, to the president. And it was beautiful, and it was very, just...
No, no, she did not
Jana.
Give you that.
What?
She didn't give you that. She gave you that. That's on the...
Oh,
it's on the...
Oh, yeah,
you're
right.
Confusing.
Who said the Harry Potter thing?
I believe it was that lady. I don't know your name, but I think it was you. Someone came up to me. Someone did.
This
I didn't get names. They said it was Harry Potter, you would know.
Okay.
Oh, shit!
Oh, hey,
did Ryan do that? That's awesome.
Oh,
that's
music.
Fucking dope.
You should have tried to put the lid back on.
That is great.
Oh, I don't
that's
know what
the
song
gift.
That is.
It's playing a fucking song.
That's a cake.
It's a cake?
It's a little cake?
A tiny cake?
Oh, no. Holy shit, guys.
That is so cool.
That was
thank
awesome.
You.
It was your lady, yes. Oh, that's right. We met right after the show. That's what, the 10 fucking 20 joints later. I'm so sorry. Holy shit. This is amazing. Amazing. Give it up one more time for that one.
That's awesome. Cool, that's man. Right.
Thank you so much. That's amazing.
Alright, now the next one is Oatman.
This
one that plays for like 24 hours?
No,
you gotta put the thing back up, right?
Killed it.
There we go. I figured it out. All by myself. I'm not even high.
Happy birthday, or hey birthday boy. I've never met this lady before tonight. She wrote
hey
this prior
boy.
To meeting me. Hey birthday boy. Put this on your fridge, so every time you open the fridge, you shake a little ass. Happy birthday.
Oh, wow. That's always good to start with. She just walks around with these in her pocket. Just imagine that. Because she did not know it was your birthday until, like, she came up and said it.
And all the presents were on the table.
Yeah, she was like, what's all this about?
Oh.
It's a donkey.
It's a little donkey that shakes.
He twerks.
That's really cute. Yeah, you little twerking. A little twerky donkey that I can put on my,
I like that.
On my shit. Wonderful. Thank you so much. All right. Now I'm going to give away surprises. Okay, who's next? Who's a smoker? Who likes rolling joints? Who rolls a lot of joints? Okay, you didn't get a beanie, or you bought a beanie. So come on up.
No, I don't think she did. She did, right? You bought one? She did. She hasn't got any.
Do you roll a lot of joints?
Well, I'm a blunt.
She's blunt.
Wait. Come on up.
She wants your beanie.
She only wants your
beanie. No one's getting rid of my beanie. No one's taking my beanie. Here's a bunch of cones.
Thank
you. Cones?
I'll use them.
Temu.
There you go.
I'll hand them
Temu.
Out.
98 cents. You're welcome.
I'll get 2 cents back.
Yeah, line of lead.
Thank you.
Do you want 2 cents back?
No.
She might have 2 cents for you.
I have a Bluetooth speaker. Who wants it? Raise your hand. Right there, first one I saw. Here you go. Here's the prize. Here's the prize for showing up.
Thank you.
There you go. Woo! Bluetooth speaker.
You're easy, Andy. It's awesome.
Now.
Only if you recognize someone's flirting with us.
You got any fried rice stickers?
Hey.
No, but.
Game recognizes game.
Guys.
No, but
here's right. Rice. Here's where it's going to get fun. Because I. Now. I have here one of our most contested movies of all time. What I want is whoever is a genuine fan of this movie, I want to give this poster to with us signing it our grades for this movie. Because if you love this movie, I want you to look at us shitting all over it except for Zach.
Yeah, I love this movie.
So I'm going to flip it around. If you're going to recognize it, tell us you love it.
You want to tease them real fast?
Oh, yeah.
Who's a horror fan?
Let's see the horror. I want all the horror fans in one area. Let's get them all lined up from here. All the horror fans.
You're a fan of horror. Slasher. Yeah. Horror.
Let's go.
Okay, ready?
Whoa!
Oh, shit.
You don't know who that is? It's the Terrifier. He's the scariest clown.
Oh, I'm so blind. Sorry.
Okay. I got
Art the Clown.
Art the Clown.
There's one and two.
From America's Got Talent.
The kids show me that shit. Terrifying.
That's his name. I heard horror. And that guy didn't sit well with me, I'll tell you what. I don't like take face. I got a big reaction from Mike over here. Mike, this is yours. And we're going to sign it. Let's do it.
Yeah, sign it up, bro.
All right. I got a Sharpie here. We'll do it. We'll get that to you by the end of the show. Here's a Sharpie. Give it to him. Let's go. You can take it out of the case.
All right.
Do you want to sign on it or take it out of the package?
Out of the package.
I bought so many dope-ass stickers and pins. Everybody come up here right now and get yourself some stickers and pins. I got King of the Hill. I got Bob's Burgers. I got all this shit. You know what?
I'm such a fucking nerd.
Just get some stickers.
Bob's Burger stickers.
I'm such a nerd.
Yeah. Just get some stickers. There. Get some pins.
Yeah, throw them out on the little table.
And I'm gonna open up my last present.
Nice. Do you want to
know the next
movie? Yeah. So again, one more time. Let's give it. We're gonna wrap this up soon. Sorry, John.
You're fine.
This is amazing. Thanks so much. Give it up one more time for Teresa.
Thanks.
Running around, getting everything ready for us.
Yeah.
Now, Teresa, I passed out earlier. I went to the print shop and spent way too much money on the ambition that there was going to be more people than there were. But I'm happy with the turnout. But with the flyers I actually needed, you guys all circled what movie that we're going to review next.
I hope it was the good one.
Bob, do you remember?
Are you ready?
Okay, Teresa, drum roll please, the movie.
Well, do you want third place, second place?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Andy.
Andy.
Well, if you care, third place is Stargate. Second place is Leon the Professional. First place that you're going to watch, because he sucks as an actor, you cannot kill David Arquette.
Oh, fuck
yeah.
Yes.
No, we love David Arquette. You obviously didn't listen to him. Ready to rumble.
So here's the thing. You Cannot Kill David Arquette is a documentary about... fuck yeah. I didn't have any plans in the audience.
That's
I'm
awesome.
Just saying.
That's awesome.
But You Cannot Kill David Arquette is a documentary about when he was in Ready to Rumble. He pissed off so many WWE fans because they made him a WrestleMania champ that as an adult, like later on in life, this is a documentary where he's trying to make good in the wrestling world. Sounds awesome.
It's he won the WCW World
Heavyweight
Championship.
Oh, I'm gonna sign that too.
Oh, she wants to take a picture of that.
WCW World Heavyweight Championship in World War I.
Gotcha.
And it ended WCW. Basically what happened. For those who didn't know.
How am I having to stop your tangent?
That's not a tangent, that's about what movie we're watching.
Get him.
Information needed.
That's
from the, you can read the top part.
I don't care. Everybody get out of here.
To Andy from God. Yes. Dot 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 dot.
And then it goes to Andy.
Because I never say
Andy's the one that announced that he was signing it.
Yeah. Andrew.
Yes.
Andrew Rice.
Thank you.
He's got got the pen. And then you gotta put your grin.
Absolutely.
Get him, baby.
Got it.
You put a W?
You stole a sticker?
Oh, yeah,
I thought you had an F.
No.
You're averaging it for the U.
Nah. I don't round up that much.
Hey, man, I've been stocking it all.
Oh, okay.
William.
Mr. Hart's half famous. He's got two, too.
I just talk about shit.
What?
I didn't rate the movie, so.
It's all good.
You can hate from me. You can copy my answers, you know.
I
just got to have your signature, Mr. Hart. I heard you're, like, kind of a big deal.
So this is a box of Barbies?
I had to
No, I wasn't included in that one. This is genuine gifts.
Thank you very much, sir. That goes back to Andy.
That movie's still playing behind us.
Yeah, yeah.
No one's looked at it once.
So this is a shit.
These are genuine gifts from Jerry's
Troops.
That's from a certain movie that we
Andy
talked about.
I mean, not Andy.
It's a Stephen King movie.
Did we watch it?
Jesse,
we have
got
it.
One. So
it's
from
the
pop.
It's an artist description of
the pop. Fuck yeah.
Old man back can't do that much more.
Holy shit. That's a collector.
I don't know.
All these are collector
items. Oh shit. This is legit. But I don't.
Where's the marker?
You have the marker left.
Jesse.
I'm sorry for
standing. I thought Jesse.
I have.
Yeah, holy shit.
Big ass.
I say it's gotta go to Ronald.
Who knew I was going to get my second Darth Vader that speaks
of America?
That's a speakerphone.
Hey, that's even cooler. I don't know.
It's a speakerphone. So they made that. One production, it's a Darth Vader speakerphone.
It sounds like you got it for him.
I did.
Oh, wow. We both got him Darth
that
Vader.
That is pretty fucking cool, bro.
Which one was yours?
The Darth Vader. The other Darth Vader.
Yeah, we'll go.
Once.
Hey, that's talking awesome.
Shit. Whenever we go to Austin, this is where everything.
So he's got the last two.
I got last two. Yeah, thanks for bugging. Thank you. Thank you all for sticking around. I'm so happy. When I thought this out, I thought there'd be more stuff for us to do.
It's okay.
Now when you listen, you can really tell how much we edit.
Just the one break.
For fuck's sake.
It was a pleasure meeting you guys. Bye.
Ship me out to Boston!
Hey, I'm sneaking out of here!
Sneaking out?
You better
get
him in the door. Andy, they're
sneaking
out, bro!
Ship me out to Boston!
You get him, buddy.
Boss is gone, get loud.
Oh, no, he's back. He's back.
He's back.
You can't ship him out yet.
Bye!
Sir.
Okay, they're gone. We'll get wild.
They're gone now. Right,
as he struggled with this.
Hookers and blow.
Oh, fuck.
Cylinder looking thing.
Holy shit, they're called meats. Pumpkin spice latte. Oh, shit. All right. Who was that?
I don't know. The same person I gave you, Barbie. Barbie 65.
Someone got me Barbie veterinarian.
Farmer
veterinarian. So not even like regular. This is
says livestock veterinarian.
Livestock veterinarian.
It comes with a lamb.
This is the last gift. Austin told me to open it.
That's
just
another set of Barbie.
I didn't want to get into that one.
Very muscular.
No, I got so much because I didn't think this made people show up.
Notice how I only gave you two grocery bags this time instead of six like last time for the Star Trek stuff.
Oh, I'm glad I opened this the way that I opened it.
I gave you two.
It's only two. 2/8, 24.
Huh?
Two more.
You guys are fine.
No, man. Don't. Never mind.
Alex. That's cool.
Fuck yeah.
Best gift.
Yep.
That's cool.
It's a custom.
So this is a custom art piece by my friend Lindsay. She does great work. She does acrylic and resin.
I told you you won.
That's at Sunshine Spirit Creations.
Fuck
on Instagram. Instagram and Facebook.
It's got a logo on it and everything.
And guess what? I got one beanie left. One FRP beanie left.
Stands for Fried Rice Podcast.
Last one.
Z Fried Rice Podcast.
Hey, Austin. You win.
Give out all your gifts.
This is the thing I'm giving out.
I thought I'd been doing that throughout this whole thing.
You're giving it away?
Sir, there's a mic. You have to give away your hat, Andy.
Austin, does your mom take orders?
Probably not.
That's great. Probably not.
So
you sold three of them.
Well,
it depends
Jesse,
what time of day.
Jesse, we're about to wrap this up. All right, so everybody, this you could say was a train wreck. If you wanted to be me.
If you wanted to be entirely accurate.
But remember all the free prizes.
Can we just do a checkoff on the itinerary and see if we got through anything?
Yeah, actually.
We got
can.
Through two things.
the official bell ringer presents. Bell ringer presents. Mystery science, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we gave up that one.
Bell ringer presents.
And then we went to page two. It's bell ringer award. Movie selection, we did that.
We did that? Oh, wait,
we checked off like half of these. We're doing good. This is better than a normal podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, we fucking did it.
Give it a B.
Wow.
That's really gracious. On our scale.
We want to grade this on our scale?
We'll do better next time. So
next
let's
time. Rate the podcast on your scale.
That's
join
what I'm
us.
Saying. We're going to rate the podcast on our scale.
Yeah,
if we were to rate this podcast on our scale, it's a solid C minus.
I would agree, or I don't see.
Don't be so easy on yourself.
We're getting better. Jesse, let's wrap this up.
It was the second best one I've been to.
Thank you.
Hey,
Jesse, you
want
to hit the music?
One, right?
Stickers.
Stickers. Yeah, most of the stickers.
You want to hit the music?
Yeah, play
music.
Wow.
Okay, no music. We're just going to end this one softly, I guess.
And we're going to edit the music in right
now.
So listen.
Oh, perfect. Okay, excellent.
Why are you touching my shoulder? I don't know what's happening.
All right, everybody, thank you so much for joining us. I've been your host, Andy Rice. With me, as always, has been Zachary, our Lord and Savior, Quali. I'm so sorry. I said we weren't going to do the Jesus stuff anymore. But give it up for Zach Quali. This old son of a bitch back here,
it was surprising he didn't through. He didn't say shit about the whole thing, right?
Just ignore your ass. It's Michael. He's lucky to just fucking be here that I allow him to stay week to week. He's also lucky to be alive. He had a heart attack earlier last year, and it made him a worse person, if you ask me. It's made him bitter. He owes a lot of money to hospitals and shit. I don't know. It's changed our friendship in a way that's been just. I don't even know how to describe it. Anyway, fucking Larson!
Fuck those hospitals.
Yeah. With me as always is Austin. At first, I couldn't think of an identifying thing to say about him other than he drove 3 hours to be at my podcast.
He looks like that caveman that they melted out of that one movie back in the 90s.
Fucking Encino.
He's
man.
The Geico
there we go,
man.
Encino man.
Found $100.
You're the Geico caveman.
They're
in a suit. We're just being mean to Austin now. I love it.
Young,
fuck that guy.
Young
Feral.
Yeah, you look good.
Let's give it up for Austin.
Yeah, Encino Man. Encino Man's a really good movie.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Show him the mic. What, he doesn't want to kiss.
Fuck. I thought he was trying to talk
into the mic. No, he's trying to talk into the mic.
I rate this podcast a
C+. Oh, thank you.
There we go.
If the idea is to get high, we did it.
And then we got our editor.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah. And then our editor, sound guy, is Jesse Lee Hart.
Yeah.
I'm your host, Andy Rice. Thank you guys so much for coming out.
Appreciate it.
appreciate this y'all. Is Fried Rice Podcast. We've been fried as fuck. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Well, Andy, in spite of your best efforts,